and then the TV screen was blue. I turned slowly. He was standing very still by the back exit, so still I hadn't noticed him at first. In his hand was a remote control. We stared at each other for a long moment, and then he smiled. He walked toward me quite close, and then passed me to put the remote down next to the VCR. I turned carefully to watch him.
"Sorry about that, Bella. But isn't it better that your mother didn't really have to be involved in all this?"
His voice was courteous, kind. And suddenly it hit me. My mother was safe. She was still in Florida. She'd never gotten my message. She'd never been terrified by the dark red eyes and the abnormally pale face before me. She was safe.
"Yes," I answered, my voice saturated with relief.
"You don't sound angry that I tricked you."
"I'm not."
My sudden high made me brave. What did it matter now? It would soon be over. Charlie and Mom would never be harmed, would never have to fear. I felt almost giddy. Some analytical part of my mind warned me that I was dangerously close to snapping from the stress.
"How odd.
You really mean it?" His dark eyes assessed me with interest. The irises were nearly black, just a hint of ruby around the edges. Thirsty.
"I will give your strange coven this much. You humans can be quite interesting. I guess I can see the draw of observing you. It's amazing. Some of you seem to have no sense of your own self-interest at all."